Good morning, Retirement Planning Partners and AIC.
Hi, is Tony in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi, is this Tony?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, it's Sam over at Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I just wanted to return your call. I got the voicemail a couple minutes ago.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on with us, and maybe you can be of some help.
Sure.
We are changing broker-dealers, and because of the size of our operation, it's probably going to take us 2 to 3 weeks just to print the forms out.
Oh.
Then we need to meet with all the clients. So we're going to have a function and try to get as many as we can at that function. So we've got quite something coming up. And in changing broker-dealers, we are going to be able to, or they're going to pay us a certain amount of money based on our gross dealer concessions. In other words, our commissions that the broker-dealer gets.
Uh-huh.
So that it's going to be about $110,000 because
okay.
We have a lot of we do a lot of business during the course of the year. But what I was wondering is there some way we can either open a credit line or something where we can pull money out of there when we're doing all this stuff to pay the people that are going to help us do the forms and then the function we're going to have. And then once we get the money over, we would pay it back. So.
Okay. All right. So couple questions for you about kind of, the funds that you need. Now, do you know how much you need in total up front, or are you kind of operating kind of, take it as it comes and then you'll know?
I would say that the maximum would probably be between 15 and 20,000.
Okay. Okay, and how soon would you need that?
As soon as we can get it. I mean, we've already hired one person. We're looking to hire another person to help us do these forms. So as soon as we could get it. I also would probably use some of this money to... we have a couple of leases that are got a month or two left in them that we want to pay the $400 for one. I forget what the other one is. And get those out of the way.
Oh, just clear them off. Okay.
Clear them off. Yeah, because we know we have this money coming, so there's a lot of things we can do with it. We really want to go to zero debt.
Okay. All right, so there's the cost to the initial transition. You want to clear off some of the remaining leases that you have. Any idea on how soon you expect to see kind of a return or some of that cash start coming in?
Yeah, it will start come in once we've signed the deal. And let me tell you what the time frame is.
Sure.
We have to have all these documents ready to go before we can actually resign from our present broker-dealer. Meanwhile, obviously, we will be doing the final paperwork for the new broker-dealer. We did preliminary, which they did background checks on us, standard procedure in our industry.
Uh-huh.
And they made us an offer based on the amount we have assets under management and so forth. And we're considered a relatively large firm based on the assets we have under management. So they were very, we think they were very generous compared to some of the other firms that we looked at. But I would say we've got a date of September 1st to have everything done and ready to pull the trigger.
Okay.
Once that's all done, we resign from our present broker-dealer and we start the relationship with the new broker-dealer. So you got to be looking at somewhere around September. The first 2 weeks in September where this money would come back to us.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's a pretty short cycle.
Yeah, and plus we just added 7 new reps in our firm, which are really have done a very good job in the 2 months they've been here as far as production is concerned. So we will have an increase in our overrides on their business too. So we have money coming from a few different places, but it's just this little pinch.
Yeah, okay. So it's almost like we're looking for just kind of something to get you over that bridge.
Right, and, you know, something that would remain open in the event. You know, we might need some money here that we would pay back in 60 or 90 days or whatever.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
So it's really to start a relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of, you know, the way that we operate. We're a relationship-based bank. Now, to give you a little rundown of how kind of the products that we have work, what we would be talking about here is more along the lines of working capital. So it would be an unsecured cash loan. It's a renewable source, though. So basically, the way that it works is we're usually able to do up to 10 to 15% of your top line revenue for a total amount that we have available to you. Now, you don't have to take that whole 10 to 15%. So, I mean, I'm assuming, what do you guys do for your top line for gross annual sales?
Well, if you put all of us together, last year we did about, including insurance, we probably did $800,000. And it's called GDC, which is Gross Dealer Concessions.
Sure.
Now, the way that we operate is that the companies pay us directly a piece of the commissions on any of the products and a piece of our trail fees. I don't know if you're familiar with our industry, but when we put people into investments, it generates a 12B1 fee, which pays us a trail fee, usually anywhere from 50 basis points to 1% on that business each year. So that accumulates over the years.
Sure.
So our piece of it is paid to RPP, which goes into our checking account, and that's what pays the bills in here. And the remainder is paid directly to the agent or us. So when you ask for gross sales, you're talking which goes to RPP or what we really earn.
You know, typically it's going to be what you really earn. And what we do to get an idea of what the gross sales are, or what you want to call gross sales rate, is we'll take a look at your previous year's tax return, but we'll also look at the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements. From there, we're able to kind of analyze it and see what the cash flow looks like. And usually from there, we can do 10 to 15% of what you're bringing in over the course of a year.
Okay.
So you guys, I mean, let's work off that 800,000 number. You'd be looking at anywhere from, you know, 80 to 100,000 probably available to you. Now, like I said, you don't need to take that full 80 to 100,000. If we want to set it up for 20 to start off with, and actually one of the things that I always recommend is a good way to go about this, because we're a relationship-based bank, is to start off small. Set up on something that's small, comfortable, not too much of a risk for both ends of the parties here. So if we set you up on, you know, something for 20,000, and then you have a quick return on this and you want to be done with it in, you know, 3 to 6 months, something like that. You can take the 20,000, establish the relationship. Then once you're midway in, we're going to set you up on a term for the 20,000 that you take. And we can set the term to pretty much whatever you want it to be. It ranges anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. But because you have such a quick return where you're going to expect the cash coming in, it usually makes sense to set it up on a term that matches that. That way you are minimizing the cost of the interest that you're going to be paying. Now, with that, once you get midway into that term, you've established the relationship, you're showing that you make the payments on time, we then open you up to refinancing options where there's additional financing available. So on top of just that initial 80 to 100,000 that we make available to you, you usually qualify for a lot more. And the terms can be a lot longer after that. And that's just because at that point you're an existing customer. So if it is something where, you know, you're in the position where you need the cash right now to get this going, you're expecting a short return, but you want to have an option moving forward where there, where cash is available to you in the future, it's a perfect program for it. Based on, you know, how much you guys do for business, the amount you're looking for, you're right in that range where it's a comfortable starting amount to start the relationship. So the $20,000, we can do more, we can do less. And then we can match you up with whatever term you want to match it up with. In order to get the actual numbers for how much you're going to pay back on it, I have to look at the bank statements and the tax return.
Okay.
Now, with that, just to kind of give you an idea. Now, I'm sorry, Tony, are you the... What's the ownership breakdown look like over there? Are you the 100% or are there partners?
No, there are four partners. Well, there are three main partners and one other partner.
Okay. Now, do you know how the personal credit looks for the owners? Are you guys... you know, is it good? Is it bad? Somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Well, the 3-1-3-3 that you're looking at ranges from excellent to good.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So that's going to keep a lot of options open for us. All right. Now, let's see. So we want to, beginning of August. How soon would you want to take the funds on if this is all, you know, perfect world? You know, it could happen tomorrow, could happen a month from now. How soon were you looking for it?
Yeah, if it could happen tomorrow, that'd be great.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, as much as I want it to be a perfect world, not so perfect. As soon as I could do it is 48 hours, but it's
okay.
not
fine.
Too far off. Okay. Now, do you kind of understand the program of how I'm explaining it? You know, okay, so we get the initial approval. We approve you for the largest amount possible. Work backwards from there. You can take what you need at the time. We'll set you up on a specific term for that amount. We'll match the term up with the return that you have. And then the remainder is available to you in the future. And especially being a returning customer, you're going to have a lot more options going forward there.
Okay.
Now, to get you the approval, I will need a few things from you guys.
Okay.
It's going to be the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements, and then the most recent business tax return that you have. Did you guys finish 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. And then on top of that is just a one-page application. It's pretty simple. I can email you that application. I think the email address I have for you is at tonys@rpp4u.com.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So I can put this all in an email, you know, the list, and I'll attach the application that I need from you. Now, the only thing that I want to make sure I let you know is on the application, there is really only one section for the ownership, but I need the information for all of the owners. And the extent of the information that I need from them is their name, their address, and their social security number. And I can include that in the email, too, as a little note to keep it as easy as possible as you're gathering all of this.
Okay.
All right. So, and really, that's the extent of what I need from you to get the initial approval for that total amount that's going to be available. It takes me about 24 hours to get that answer. Then once I get the answer, I can go ahead, give you a call back, and we'll go over a couple different options as far as, you know, how much you want to take to begin with and how long we want to do it, and I'll be able to give you the exact payback amounts. Now, for the payback amounts, there's not going to be an APR attached to it, kind of like how you would have on a line of credit. What it's going to be is just a fixed cost of funds. So say you borrow $20,000, we're not going to give you a percentage to determine how much you're going to pay back. We're just going to tell you the total amount that you pay back over the term period. And then we offer discounts for paying it back early. So if you're going to have a return quicker than a pretty quick return, and paying it back early is an option, you're going to save on interest with it. Also, once you get midway in and that renewal period comes up, if you do choose to renew, the majority of our programs, the remaining interest balance on that first loan is forgiven as you roll over into the second loan. So it's a little different than how a lot of other firms do it, where they'll still charge you interest on that and interest on the second loan too. So it's a pretty good advantage if you're looking for something, you know, that's renewable.
Okay.
All right. So what I'll do now is I'll just send that email over to you. And then how soon do you think you could get the bank statements and the tax return back to me?
Well, I probably could scan it and email it to you today. I think I have some time today.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
I would try to do it today.
Yeah, if that's the case, I can probably submit it by the end of the day today, and we can go over some answers for you tomorrow. And if we're trying to do this as fast as possible, we'd be looking at, by the end of the week, having the funds in the bank account.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
Okay. Did you have any other questions for me while I'm here on the line?
No, I've never done this, so let's see what it would cost, and we can go from there.
Absolutely. I'll go ahead. I'll send it out. And if you have any questions while you're going through everything, go ahead. Give me a call.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Thank you. All right. Bye.